USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president put the health of the American people first.
Vice President Mike Pence on Fox News reacting to allegations that President Trump downplayed the coronavirus pandemic. The vice president continues.
In that first week of February, we started work on a vaccine. And in 6 short weeks, we already were in clinical trials for a coronavirus vaccine.
Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican stimulus bill. As far as where we go from here, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky tells Fox News.
Well, it's a good question to ask the Democrats. What part of this bill are they opposed to? What we tried to do, Dana, was to craft a package that underscored the things that we supposedly agree on.
The only Republican to vote against the measure was Kentucky Republican Rand Paul. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Tomorrow is the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. Director of the 9/11 Memorial Museum, Alice Greenwald, says the annual ceremony will still be held, but with some added safety measures.
It is an unusual year, but what was never in doubt was whether we would commemorate. That was a given.
Families of victims will be allowed to visit in the morning with hours for the general public in the afternoon. Greenwald says despite the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, holding the ceremony is still important.
The community coming together and saying, this means something to us so profound, we must have it.
The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits last week stayed unchanged from the week before at just over 880,000, suggesting the labor market recovery has lost some steam. The total number of people filing unemployment claims since March is just under 30 million people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Oregon Department of Forestry fire chief says the damage caused by fires is unprecedented. On MSNBC, Doug Graff saying the state has never experienced this amount of loss from wildfires before.
This has never happened in Oregon. We have not experienced the tremendous loss and destructive fire nature that we're seeing over the last 72 hours in our history.
As far as why the unprecedented fires?
A cold front with dramatic and dynamic powerful winds. On top of a sustained east wind event, which is dry and hot, 20 to 30 mile an hour sustained winds with 60 mile an hour gusts for 3 days straight, on top of fuel conditions that are the driest that we've ever seen in Oregon.
A familiar song is being replaced on Monday Night Football as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
ESPN is pulling the Hank Williams Jr. theme song from its Monday Night Football and replacing it with Little Richard. The Washington Post says Little Richard's 1956 classic, Rip It Up, will be remixed for the new intro, and the song's lyrics about Saturday night will apparently be changed to Monday night. The report says the change was being made because the song All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight doesn't fit anymore during a time of social distancing.
Monday Night Football, just not the same without Hank. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.